Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me up to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh yes, come and go with me. To my Father's house, come and go with me. To my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Now joy will be there. Oh, now in my Father's house, in my Father's house, yes, joy will be there. House where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh yes, come and go with me up to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Oh yes, come and go with me where there's
the Lord. Well, how many of you are looking forward to going? Well, we're going to have a good time getting there too, aren't we? It gets rough sometimes, but if it's easy, everybody'd want to do it. So aren't you glad you've been called to fight in this fight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. Oh, isn't the Lord good to us, church? Do you love him with all your heart tonight? Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, Jesus will be there. Oh, now in my Father's house, in my Father's house, Jesus will be there. In my Father's house, where there's peace. And go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me. Oh, where there's peace, peace, peace. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, why don't you just turn around, shake somebody's hand, give them a big smile, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord on Wednesday night. What a privilege it is. Yes, come and go with me to my Father's house. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated for a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Several needs that we will let you know about. So we'll remember them in our prayers tonight. Sister Linda Lawrence has a kidney infection. Asked the church to remember her in prayer. So we certainly want to pray for her tonight.
Brother Daniel Ball was telling me just before service that they want us to remember Chucky Oliver in prayer tonight. He received burns on the upper part of his body today, and they had to take him to the hospital. So let's remember him tonight as we pray that the Lord would just be mindful of that young man and let him have a speedy recovery. Also, we want to certainly pray for Brother Bill Yance tonight, still in the hospital, and a lot of complications, a lot of things going on with him. So we certainly want to pray for Brother Bill Yance and that family, Sister Shirley. She just, from what we can hear, she's exhausted. They're not letting anybody stay there in the intensive care with Brother Bill except her. And she's just pretty much wore out herself and extremely worried. So let's pray for Brother Bill Yance, Sister Shirley, and that Yance family tonight, that the Lord would just be with our brother and give him a speedy recovery. Special unspoken prayer request for the Abe Dyke family from Texas. The Lord knows all about that need tonight. Please pray that Sister Janet, Brother Ryan, and Brother Andrew Kennedy can find work. They're in desperate need of finding jobs. So we just pray that the Lord would help that family. God's got something out there for them. I believe that, don't you? So we just commit it to the Lord and ask God to supply work for that Kennedy family. Brother Baker wants to thank the Lord for touching his wife. Thank you for praying. They want to praise the Lord for that tonight. Want to pray for Sister Sarah Yance. She has a broken bone in her foot, so let's pray for her tonight. Saw Brother Caleb on the outside, and he says he's getting better every day, so praise the Lord for that. And certainly want to continue to pray for Brother Junior, that the Lord would just be with Brother Junior as he undergoes chemo, that the Lord would help our brother and be with him. Brother Larry Elliott, suffering from having some breathing problems tonight. He asked us to pray for him, that the Lord would touch him. Sister Evelyn Wiggins says to please pray for her father. He is at the VA having a lot of blood work and tests done. He's having a lot of pain and has lost a lot of weight. Pray that the doctors will find out what's wrong. May God bless you, Sister Evelyn Wiggins sends that in. So let's pray for that need as we pray tonight. Also, here's a prayer request. Sister Lisa Miller sends this in to you to please continue to pray for Brother Larry's healing and recovery following his surgery today, Brother Larry Miller. So we certainly want to pray for that need as we pray tonight. You have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Now, do you believe we're serving a God that can answer prayer? Somebody say, I believe it with all of my heart. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Terry, if you want to come, take us to the Lord on behalf of these prayer requests, these needs. We'll invite the presence of our Lord into this service tonight. Isn't it good to be in church tonight? Amen. God bless you, buddy. I appreciate you.
It certainly is good to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. Just one more time. I'm happy to be here. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, my heart's desire is to make heaven my home. Father, I thank you for the Father's house, and I even think about this little song that we sang, Jesus will be there in my Father's house. Well, by the token in the literal life of Jesus Christ, Jesus is already in my Father's house because this third temple is a house of God. I'm thankful, Lord, that you dwell in this house, that God said that you would be here. Oh God, by the rebirth and by the promise of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that literal life of Christ, that token life, is in your bride today. Thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come into the house of God to worship you, our creator, our maker, Lord, our life sustainer, and our great lover. We love you so much. Thank you that we've met the man Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we had that opportunity to fall in love with you because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord, that you give us a church to go to and a ministry to sit under, Lord, and people of like precious faith to worship with, friends, Lord, family, food to eat, Lord, of freedom in this country to go. So many things. God, help us not to ever complain. We are so blessed in this land of abundance and land of freedom. We love you for it. Pray, Lord, you'll touch these requests, Lord. I pray especially for Brother Junior. Just continue to be with him and give him grace, Lord, as he is undergoing these treatments. Lord, let him have a full recovery, Lord, if that would be your divine will. Lord, and the young man that had the condition, Lord, that burned, I pray that you'd just be with him, give him a speedy recovery. And each one that I hold in my hand, you know their needs and their specific requests. And God, I just pray because you said you promised to be an ever-present help in a time of trouble. These are troublesome times, and each request is the word of the request. And Lord, would you be with them and help each one and grant to them, Lord, healing in their bodies, deliverance, Lord, the unspoken request that people had signified by raised hands. Lord, just brood over those unsaved loved ones and bring them in. Let them realize that the hour is short and the need for salvation is near. We ask that you would touch them. Grant, Lord, as the minister comes and brings us to the word of life, may we pull on this gift. May we be happy to be in your house. And may we say it's been good to be in the house of God when we depart, never from your presence, but only from this temporary building. God, may you grant these things. We love you tonight. Come take the uppermost seat. Worship with us, Lord, I pray, as we worship you. We ask in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you, ushers, if you'll come at this time. We'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting with us tonight in the service, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad you're here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, may God richly bless all those folks as well. We got a lot of folks out and visiting, vacation, different things, but we're here to have church tonight, right? And God bless you for being here. We're so glad that God has given us one more opportunity to come to the house of the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
So until then, my heart will go on singing. Yes, until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day mine eyes behold that city. When I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world, it's not my final home. So until then, my heart will go right on singing. Yes, until then, with joy I'm gonna carry on. Until the day mine eyes, until the day God calls me home. Now these things of earth, they're gonna dim and lose their value if we'll recall they're just borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause our heart to tremble, remembered there, it'll only make you smile. So until then, my heart will go on singing. Yes, until then, with joy, I'm gonna carry on. Until the day God calls me home. This old weary world with all its toil and struggle,
may take its toll of misery and strife. But the soul of a man, it's like a waiting eagle. When it's released, we're destined for the sky. So until then, oh hallelujah, yes, until then, with joy, oh, until the day mine eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. Sing the chorus. Yes, until then, my heart will go on singing. And until then, with joy, I'll carry on. Until the day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I believe that tonight. Let's sing another little chorus just before we change the order of the service tonight. We'll let you be seated while we sing this if you want to. But let's sing the chorus. And I don't think we can sing about nobody greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. Where He has brought us from and where He has taken us to. And we're still en route to our final destination. But I'm going to tell you something. You're getting a real deal, church. We're all getting a super deal out of this. We're getting eternal life in a brand new city. Aren't you glad about it? Eternal life awaits every one of us. Somebody say praise the Lord. He said be flat. It'll be flat when we get through with it. I promise you that. Is that right? Let's try it right there. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul. Stand and lift your hands to Him. See you one more time with all your heart. Oh, how great thou art. Now one more time, church. It sings my soul, my Savior God to me. Jesus, oh, how great thou art. It seems my soul, your God to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, how great is our God. How great is our Savior. How great is our King of Kings. How great has He been in your life. How great has He been to you today. How great Thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great. Oh, say it to Him, church. Oh, how great. Savior God to me. How great Thou art. How great Thou art.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Brother David Seiler, come up here just a second, buddy. Lead us in that song, He's Working on a Building. I like the way you changed the name to that. I'm working on a building. You changed it. He's working on a building. Oh, I think you can do it. How many of you think you can do it?
I think he's got the wrong guy. Baloo's getting older. Amen. Well, he's working on the building. He's working on the building. He's working on the building. It's my Lord. It's my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. For my Lord. Well, I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. It's a Holy Ghost, oh yeah. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. Oh, He's a working on this building. He's a working on my building. He's a working on the building. It's my Lord. It's my Lord. Well, I'm a working on the building. I'm a working on the building. I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Once again, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Oh, it's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. Oh, oh, there's a change in the building. He's changing the building. Glory! He's changing the building. It's my Lord. It's my Lord. Oh, He's a changer of building, Lord. Yes, He's a changer of building. It's my Lord, it's my Lord. Oh, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy
We're certainly glad to be a part of that building. Amen. Paul said it's a building that's growing, which is a peculiar building, isn't it? A building that grows. So that means you're not perfect tonight. But we're on our way. We're on our way. Sometimes we get discouraged and think, boy, will I ever make it? But I got an email this week from a brother who had a particular need in his life from another state. And he said, I just don't see Christ in my life like I want to. And I get worried about this and worried about that. And I'm afraid. And I just said, Lord, help me. Give me something for this brother. And the quote come to my mind that Brother Branham was talking about Brother Dowd. And he said, Brother Branham, you think I'm ready? You think I'm ready? After he'd had the heart attack and God had healed him and all that. He said, you think I'm ready? He said, Brother Dow, you ever go to a doctor for a physical checkup? He said, yes, sir. He said, well, that doctor would get his books out and get his, you know, all the different tests out. And he said, this and this and this. So we went through, you've been born again, you've been baptized, you believe the word, on and on and on. He said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. He said, according to the doctor's books, you're ready. Hallelujah. So just in case the devil's been aggravating you, drag out the doctor's books. I know in whom I have believed. And I know what I have committed to him against that day. He's going to keep it. Appreciate his goodness and mercy to us tonight. Amen. Well, ask Brother Jewel if he'll come and just bring to us what the Lord's putting on his heart for the service tonight. Let's open our hearts to the world.
Praise God. Amen. Working on the building. I believe looking at some of me gray hairs and bald heads, we need some work. I'm ready to get my little fro back on tea. My wife said, you need to start cutting it all down a little bit lower now because you got that spot at the back. I said, don't remind me of that back. I said, you're almost going to talk me into getting a plug. So we thank the Lord tonight for being in service with you. Appreciate this Wednesday, and we trust God that we can say something one more time to be encouraging in the Lord for you. Appreciate Brother Dunny giving us an invite to be here this evening. I'm not going to, you know my style, I'm not going to keep you all night, so don't get nervous. But we're going to just try to say a few thoughts just on the heart, and we'll let you go. My wife wasn't able to be with me. She was babysitting my three granddaughters, and Fred got walking through a parking lot. I guess y'all heard about that, and the car running, just run over him. Did you know that, Brother? He walking through, at an eating place, and he was coming through, and the girl was looking at the phone, and he was trying to get out of the way, and she didn't see him. So she run over him and hurt him pretty bad, and so they was keeping the grandkids, so my wife had to go down there and try to give him a hand with him. So you have to be praying for him. He getting to be an old man. He probably hear the statement, won't like that. But he getting to be an old man too. So by God's grace. If you got your Bibles this evening, I'm going to read from two places in the scripture. St. John the 20th chapter and Romans the 8th chapter this evening. We're standing in St. John the 20th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at 19th verse. Yes, sir. No, you can't work and fight with a jacket on. Amen. Let me. St. John, the 20th chapter, verse 19. And it reads like this. It says, Then the same day at evening, the first day of the week, when the door was shut, the disciples were assembled together for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins, yea, remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins, yea, retained, they are retained. Let us go to Romans 8. I'll read one verse from that. Romans 8, verse 11. And the Bible reads like this, Romans 8, verse 11. We know this one. We probably quote it by heart. He said, but if the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, how he dwell in you, not around you, in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. How my body gonna get perfect? He gonna have to quicken my mortal body to come to this level. Let's pray. Our gracious Father God, we ask you for your blessings upon this service this evening, Father. We ask you, God, to anoint the word, anoint everyone here. Break all the tightness in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. And we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. And I took from the Scripture this evening, by God's grace, we thank God for His mercy. In other words, we thank God for His grace this evening. And I, by God's grace this evening, I want to take a little simple thought, a little evangelistic thought this evening. And I want to talk about, I want to use an unusual type text. I want to use a text I have been preaching on a little bit called Energize for Rapture Faith. Energize for Rapture Faith. In other words, I begin to look here because we realize here that if we were looking at Romans, the 8th chapter, we find here that Jesus would tend to the body. If the same spirit that dwells in Christ Jesus, if it dwell in you, it will energize your body to change. Hallelujah. So we begin to look here because we realize here, these bodies right here, it depends on God energy. And I want to look at a few things right before we start building, and you can see what we started from. I had a thought. I got Brother Ben say he was walking down the road one day, and he picked up a cigarette packet. You know, he got a message, a smoking man, a taste, and you know, I forgot to think of the title. But anyway, you remember he looked at that, and he got a message off of it. And I was sitting in my office a while back, and Brother Dunny, I wasn't doing that. I was just sitting there. And all of a sudden, I picked up a battery pack. And I just started looking at it. It was Energizers. And I looked on the back of the battery pack, and this is what it was saying. It would begin to talk about the battery, or explain that. He said, it's a battery is designed, this is Energizers. He said, batteries is designed to create a dynamic seal. A line battery to hold its power up to 10 euros. The battery was created with created or designed with a dynamic seal to hold the battery up to 10 euros. I say praise be to God. Hallelujah. God has created a pride and we got a seal. And this seal is not going to hold up for 10 euros. This seal will carry the whole way to the day of redemption. Hallelujah. So I begin to look at this thing here, and I begin to thank God, to praise God. And I realize here, that same word dynamic was used in the message, Rising of the Sun. Same word that was used in the battery was used in the same message, the Rising of the Sun. And then what Brother Ben said, we put too much emphasis on the mechanics. And not enough, and nothing on the dynamics. It needs the dynamic power of God. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ up under the church to manifest and to bring to pass that this is gasoline. It might be in a gasoline can. It could still be water. See, but the only proof of it is put the life on it and it'll prove what it is, gas or not. And that life is that little spark, a little chain of life that's on the inside of you. If that thing on the inside of you, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it's on the inside of you, it will prove it's gasoline. And I begin to look at, you know, this is an age of energy. Everybody want energy. Everywhere you go, they got a big sign up there. Get your Red Bull energy. Get your Monster energy. Take this pill energy. So we begin to hear everybody wanting energy. Hallelujah. This church is not running. This church is not running by itself. Tonight the church is running by energy. If they had a power shorten and all the lights and things go out, the air conditioning drop, people gonna say, I'm out of here. Hallelujah. That is how people nature here. Hallelujah. We depend on energy. Hallelujah. We depend on energy for the cook. We depend on energy in our home for life. Hallelujah. And we are people. We are prone, and we are prone to energy. Hallelujah. When we cannot, that is in the natural. And in the supernatural, we depend on the energy of Almighty God to give us rapture faith. How to begin to look here, I begin to realize here. So I want you to understand here. So Jesus himself, even he come in a body, like me and you. He came in an earthly body. Hallelujah. And that body was healed. That body that Jesus had. Hallelujah. That body was like a battery. It would drain down. Hallelujah. I remember this story. The Bible says here, one time Jesus was in a great meeting here. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden here come a little lady. She was sneaking in the crowd. Hallelujah. Because she had a blood issue. Now she could not just walk up and touch Jesus. Because the Pharisee would never let an unclean woman get near her. She was too unclean to be in the midst. So she had to sneak in and do this. So she got in and she sneaked through the crowd. And when she sneaked through the crowd, she got to Jesus and she touched Jesus. Hallelujah. And in other words, when she did, his battery went down. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he turned around, he looked. Peter said, somebody touch me. Hallelujah. Why? Somebody pull energy from me. Hallelujah. And in other words, his battery went down. Hallelujah. And the disciples said, Lord, how can you? What you mean somebody touched you? Everybody touching you. Everybody touching you. He said, but I perceive that virtue. She pulled energy from his body. Hallelujah. She pulled energy from his body. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' body, hallelujah, Jesus himself, hallelujah, he was a man. He himself, he had to go every time. He said, let me go aside on the mountain. Let me go in prayer. What do you think he's doing? He's recharging himself. Hallelujah. He's recharging his energy. So we begin to look here. So we begin to look at the stuff right here. The energy that Jesus had. Hallelujah, his energy. In other words, shall we begin to realize here that there was power that was in him. Hallelujah, and he had a dynamic power. Yeah. Hallelujah, he had a dynamic power. And a dynamic means that possessed of energy. And a forceful, a powerful, a high explosion. A great eruption. In other words, transformed from mechanical energy into elected energy. Hallelujah. So we begin to realize here that Jesus had power to transform the energy in his body. Hallelujah. From a physical energy to a supernatural energy. And people got healed by it. Hallelujah. The day when the preacher get behind the pulpit. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say, oh, that's just a man. And all of a sudden, he didn't feel like preaching. His body is sick. And all of a sudden, a charge come down. And energy hit his body. And he's ready. Hallelujah. You can't stop that. Hallelujah. Nobody don't understand that but God. Begin to realize here that Jesus himself, he being a man, he got weak. Being a man, even though he was God, but yet still he had a body that could get weak. He had a body that could feel. He had a body that could get hungry. And his energy level would get down sometime. And then one time Jesus was down in the desert. And then God allowed his energy to get low. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And the battery got low. Hallelujah. When the devil had seen that the battery was low. The devil said, I got him now. He ain't got no energy today. Hallelujah. So when the devil came and attacked him. Hallelujah. But he had enough energy. He had enough charge in his life. Hallelujah. When the devil attacked Jesus. Hallelujah. That Jesus had enough charge in his life that he could say to the devil, it is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that was seen out of mouth. He kept quoting the word to the devil. Hallelujah. Enough energy was in him to keep the devil off of her. And immediately after he come through the trial, God put him back on the charger. Hallelujah. As he come out through the trial, God charged him right back up. Hallelujah. We gotta help. We need energy. Hallelujah. Everybody want energy. Hallelujah. You find people trying to stay young. We find people trying to find some energy, hallelujah, that can sustain them. Hallelujah, give them some type of energy that they can run 20 miles. And when you find that, you let me know. I told a brother a while back, I said, you see me running, you better call 911. Yes, sir, you better call 911. That's something I ain't been doing a long time. So we begin to go here. So but let's look here, but we begin to realize here. So Jesus himself, when you talk about his body, he depended on the energy from the Father. Why did Jesus tell them, I can do nothing in myself, but when the Father sent the charge down, I'm more than able to do it. He depended on the Father energy. People, to make this rapture, we must depend on the Father energy. Hallelujah. My body is getting weak. Hallelujah. Your body get weak. But down on the inside of you is a predestinated seed. Hallelujah. In other words, a predestinated seed that God put there is more than able to energize your body. Hey, look here. Hey, look at this energy that Jesus had. We find here that Jesus comes to express energy. And he, you remember the little lady, she was at the well. In other words, her battery was drained. Hallelujah. But the point why, the only thing was different between the little lady at the well and the Pharisee, that she did not have a dead cell. Hallelujah. And if a battery ain't got a dead cell, it can hold a charge. Hallelujah. God put a live cell on inside of her. Hallelujah. Even though the battery was dead or drained down, but it can be recharged by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus came down to her and he says to her, he said, what's your problem is? You done got yourself all drained out. Circumstances done beat you down. Too many men you've been running around with. He said, what you need is a charge. Hallelujah. And Jesus took the cables and he hooked the negative and parted it up. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden he released energy. And when he released energy, she said on here, we know when the Messiah comes, I am do that. Jesus, I am he. She didn't go crawling in the town. Hallelujah. Once she got a charge, she went running into the town. You know, and then look at this. Let this go back for a few minutes. When I was a kid, we used to get battery toys. You know, you used to get like a little car run by batteries. And they put a little wheel in the middle of it. So when it hit something, it would just bump and then turn around. You didn't do this. You didn't put your car there. You put batteries in it and it went where it wanted to go. If you had a baby doll, it run by battery, it just walked one way. Hallelujah. In other words, so now you know we high tech. We got helicopters and airplanes that flying around kids, making them go up and down. Boy, I wish I had them toys when I was here. And all of a sudden, in other words, if I did, I don't remember them having a battery charger. So when my battery would run down, I would walk over to my old wood stove and I'll put the battery on the stove. And it would re-stimulate whatever the battery got in it. It would stimulate the battery. And long as that battery was hot when it come off the stove, my toy run for about 5 or 10 more minutes. Right. Hallelujah. So you know, anyway, I can re-stimulate. Don't leave it on too long. Yeah, that's right. I done made that mistake too. Yeah. You better be right on the right time to get it off the stove. You know you won't have a problem. Hallelujah. So, and it would, but it would stimulate the energy. And it would show you could just go, and out of while that thing would be walking wide open. It goes, what is it? The energy running low. Hallelujah. That's what it is when we stay out of church. Hallelujah. Out of while our energy begin to run low. Next thing you know, you can't hardly get to church. Next thing you know, you're going to stop. You're going to need somebody to jump you out. Hallelujah. You're going to need somebody to hook you up. They come by here and by hearing the word of God. Hallelujah, we begin to realize here. So we got energy. God wants us to release this energy. Hallelujah, he wants us to use this energy that he put in us. Hallelujah, so we begin to look here. So we begin to realize here that, remember the story when Jesus came. Hallelujah, when Jesus was on the scene one time. Hallelujah, his best friend died. Amen. One of his best friends died. Name of Lazarus. Amen. That word, he died, and we know the story. It says, they came to Jesus 4 days. 4 days trying to get Jesus to get there. He'd have been in the grave 4 days before Jesus got there. He had to get rid of that tradition stuff. Because at that time the Jews believed that the spirit hang around the body for at least 3 days, and after 3 days at least. So if he would have raised him on the third day, they would say his spirit's still around the body. So he waited till the fourth day so he can break their tradition. And then he showed up. God didn't want them to lead to a tradition. He wanted them to see the revelation of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So he come here, the Bible says here, when he go down to the tomb of Lazarus, Martha met him and said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. You are the source of energy. He could have drove of you and he could have recharged himself. But since you ain't here, he died. And at this time, he's in the grave. And he's already stinking. And Jesus said, we know the couple saying, he'll raise in the resurrection. And you know, she said, yeah, Lord, we know he'll raise in the resurrection. In that general resurrection, she was looking for. But Jesus turned around and said, I am the source of energy. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Show me where you're laying to me. The body began to weep. But that didn't have nothing to do with the energy. That didn't have nothing to do with the source of energy. How then the body got a little weary. And he was going there and little tears began to come out of his eyes. But he knew he was the source of energy. In other words, so when you come to a car, how do they run down with the battery? You don't go to the car and look at it. You don't charge the battery by shouting. You don't charge the battery by speaking in tongues. The only way you're going to charge the battery, you got to hook the cables up. You got to find somebody that got enough energy. To charge the battery. So Jesus get down to the tomb of Lazarus. What do he tell him? If you watch what he tell him. He said, y'all got to do something first. I'm coming to do my part. I'm the source. He said, what you need to do is hook up the cables. Roll the stone away. Your job is to get the cables off. If you get the stone out of the way and get the cables hooked up, the source of energy is here. So that job was to roll the stone away. Roll the stone away. Your job is to hook the cables up. And they go there and they take the cable. They hooks up the cable. Put it one on the negative. How did they put it on the negative? Jesus was the positive and God was the source of energy. How did that body laid in there? The only reason Lazarus come out of the grave, he did not have a dead cell. He could be recharged. When they hooked the battery up. When they hooked up the cables. Jesus cried with a loud voice. Lazarus, come forth. What did he do? It released energy. What did he do? He came to a full charge. He came to a full charge. Jesus said, loose the man. Hallelujah. So what did he do today? What did he do? We let our energy run too low. When the last time you heard been to church, been 2 weeks, you better get a charge, buddy. You gonna need a charge. The devil got you on his ground. Once you let your charge get low, the devil gonna fight you every kind of way he can. He don't want you to stay under the word and keep yourself charged by faith. He wants you to go around trying to feel like you can do it yourself, but don't try to do it yourself. You need God energy. You need God. You need the source of energy. I begin to go here right here. So we begin to realize here that Jesus in his earthly energy, we see miracles after miracle. Even now we see Jesus at times that himself would get drained down. His body would come down. He was a man. But he was yet still, he had a source that was in him that was beyond man. The devil could not, the devil, there was no way for the devil to kill that battery. Hallelujah. That was a cell that could rebuild energy. And you know, sometimes you cut a battery off and the battery go dead. Leave it out for a while. And the battery start rebuilding its energy. They put him in the grave for 3 days. The devil thought the battery was dead, but the source of energy, it began to rebuild itself. And on the third day, it recharged. That's what God trying to do. It's the power on the inside of us. Hallelujah. You can make this rapture. You say, how can I make this rapture? God will put it on the inside of you. Your job is to keep in charge. Your job is to stay hooked up. Hallelujah. You know that. Your job is to stay around the word any hour until the energy. You say, well, I got weak faith. Keep standing around the word. Your faith will begin to get energized. You know, I just seen energy work. I don't know a lot about electricity. I just ain't never messed with it. I remember one time my buddy had a lawnmower. That's how much I knew about electricity. He said, hold the spark plug in this wire while I crank it. He thought that was funny. I almost thought that was a fight. out here that with energy sometimes we get a thing called a power surge. Or overload of energy when knock the power box off. Sometimes I put something in and it'd be too much energy pulling from my outlet. It shut the whole thing down. A power surge take place. Jesus got so full of heavenly energy. His body couldn't stand it no more. He said, I got to do something with all this energy. And if I don't do something with this energy, I won't make it to the grave. I want to change. I got to let go of this energy. So what did he do? He goes St. Matthew's to the 17th chapter. And he had a power surge. Hallelujah. He released that power that was in him. And when he released that power that was in him, a resurrection took place. Hallelujah. Once he released that power from that body, a resurrection took place. All of a sudden, Moses had been dead. He was energized. Hallelujah. He was energized and stepped out of the grave and stood beside Jesus. Hallelujah. Elijah, he never died. Hallelujah. He was so much energy, it hit Elijah and brought him back down. Hallelujah. They standing on Mount Transfiguration talking to Jesus. And the disciples looked up there and said, this is a return. You ain't gonna get no energy from a return. You won't get no energy. They thought they could get in. Can we hook up one to Moses? Can we hook up one to Elijah? Jesus hollered out. In other words, a voice from heaven said, hey, this is my beloved son. He's the only one that can get this energy from. Here he is. We begin to go in here. Look here. We're talking about God energy. And he wants us, he's trying to bring the revelation of the bride to this revelation that we got to depend on his energy. Because as humans, we get weak. You know, we try to beat the devil in these bodies here, and we get the feeling, oh God, I'm such a failure. How long did it take you to figure that out? Hallelujah. In other words, you won't be able to do it in your own strength. But once you ever get hooked up to the word, get hooked up to the revelation, all of a sudden, energy began to come from the soul. How did your body start to do a thing that you didn't know your body would do? It started living the word. How did you start living the word? When you live the word, that ain't by your own power. That by the power of the Holy Ghost that dwelling in you. How did God got this bride? She gonna be energized for a rapture. Look at Peter and them. They all walked with Jesus. They were there with Jesus. But the point of it was, they were there with Jesus. They seen his great ministries. They seen him heal the sick. They seen him took a few fishes and fed so many thousand bread and done the same thing. They seen all he witnessed. All these miracles. But what happened? Their energy run low. They just didn't have enough energy to go on. They begin to get weary and they begin to think, even, you know, I don't know. I don't really know. I guess I'm in the right message. And, you know, all kind of things warning them guys. They hiding out. They hiding in the street. I don't want nobody to know I'm in the message. Hallelujah. I don't want to know what it is. The battery was running low. When the battery low run low, they try to not identify themselves with the message. Hallelujah. And when they start trying to hide from the public, I don't want nobody to know I'm in the message. Hallelujah. Why not? How do you scared it might drop from your energy? But they start hiding there. They were hiding out. They were going this way. Jesus said, I want to tell you something, disciples. He said, I'm getting ready to go away. He said, I've been rich out, boy, for, you know, 3 years or so or more. He said, I've been here with you guys. And he said, I noticed one thing. He said, your energy is done run low. Peter, your attitude's still there. I can't let you go. I can't let you go out here right now and feed the sheep. You're liable to beat them to death. But when you get energized by the Holy Ghost, then you can go out there and strengthen the brothers. The source of energy, Peter. But right now, it won't work. He said, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, buddies. He said, I see all y'all guys. Y'all ain't been sure. Thomas been doubting and all this going on. He said, what it is? Your battery's just slow. You've been around me and it done pull your energy down. But y'all not full of, y'all full of live cells. It ain't no dead cell in you. Hallelujah. Only one of you. I have chosen you 12. And one of you got a dead cell. Hallelujah. One of them had a dead cell that could not hold a charge. He could be anointed, but he could not hold a charge. Judas was anointed. Hallelujah. Don't think because you're anointed, that ain't got nothing to do with it. But you got to be able to hold the charge. He said, I want you to go up here. I want you to go up here and I want you to go to the upper room. And I want y'all to get on the charge. Hook yourself up. Because I'm going to, after the Holy Ghost come up under you, you're going to receive power. How to stay there till you get power from on high. How to, they had to go up in the upper room and get hooked up. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, there come a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. Where they were setting and they had an energy surge. Hallelujah. A power broke out. An explosion. Out in the street they went. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes, I tell you what it is, we just don't get enough power surge. Well, I went to church. I've been going to church for years. I ain't never got excited. You ain't never got hooked up right. Well, Brother Jew, you don't understand. I'm 89 years old, and I don't get excited no more. You just don't do that at my age. I can just prove that. I can just prove that theory. I seen a lady on, Price is Right one time. She must have been in her 90s. When they called her name, that old white lady jumped up. Ah! Don't tell me you cannot get excited. If you ever get hooked up to the Holy Ghost, it will put your feet a dancing. It will bring stimulation or revelation. Hallelujah. We're talking about energy here. Hallelujah. Energy to fight against the power of darkness here. Hallelujah. Peter, he double Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, who the man said I am? You know, the disciple, they begin to say that. He said, you can't draw energy from that. You got to know who I am. You don't get personal. You got to have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ. Personally to you or to get the revelation. You know what I believe by, in other words, I believe the way Brother Brandon said it. I believe Brother Brandon, and that's good. But you got to have the same revelation the prophet had. Hallelujah. Because if you're just saying it because Brother Brandon said it, you got a secondhand revelation. But if you say it because God come down by the Spirit and brought this message real to you, then it ain't you no more. It's God in control. Talking about energy, you know. God got to get his bright energy. I want you to notice that God got a bright. Hallelujah. In other words, he not intending to finish it. He intended for his bride to finish this work up. Amen. He used the message. He said, I'm going to use one out of riding of the sun. He said, your soul changed. Did not it? Yeah. Don't say that. When you say that in the message, everybody get nervous. Yeah. I mean, the prophet put it in there. I just reading it the way he said it. Amen. But when you say that in the message, well, oh, brother, I don't mess with that. What you need to do is get hooked up. You're trying to figure it out with your mind instead of accepting it by revelation. Hallelujah. He said, your soul, that is rising than the sun, page 51. He said, your soul changed, did not it? Your body come in obedience. It did not do it. Did not do it. No. Into obedience to what? A church? He didn't put a question mark. The word, which is the life, then you are now resurrection from the dead. Once I come obedient to the word, not to your own self-esteem, not to your own self-effort, the energy is not in you, the energy is in the word. Hallelujah. That's why the devil tried to keep us from the word. He tried to keep us from hearing the word. Hallelujah. He put all kinds of scarecrows out there to keep you with the word. Hallelujah. He got all kinds of billboards out there to keep you from the word. They having a show this week. They having a rodeo. All that stuff is all right. But you better stay in the word for this age. We're fighting a different war than they were fighting 10 years ago. But the only way you're going to do it, you're going to have energy to make this rapture. You want to have energy to endure the trials and tribulation to come up on this earth. Hey, up on this earth here. And God trying to get the bride ready for this. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself, he come down and he demonstrate this energy to show you in him how that through the word of God, he can cover every circumstance. Then he said, I'm going away. Amen. You know, after Jesus come from the dead, released, resurrected, conquered death, grave, and hell. Then he goes and make a confession he never made before. After he done that, he said he steps out on the, in his resurrection body. He says, now, all power. Hallelujah, under the script of the devil now. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Whatever you do in the name of Jesus Christ, ever devil in hell, if you ever get a revelation that he's your Lord, he's your Savior, he's your lily of the valley, he's your bright and morning star, he's your rose of Sharon, you can do all things. Come out of the grave. But when Jesus come out of the grave, he didn't go out there and heal no more people. His ministry was over. He done what he supposed to do. He died. He paid the price. He didn't go back down there and say, woman, you need eyes. You need brain. You do this. It was not his part. But he had a body up there. He said, I'm energizing a church. I'm energizing that we hear that church raising up that new church. Hallelujah. Another book of Acts right behind it. Hallelujah. They are raising a church up. They're going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. The same power I had, this church is going to have in them. So now Peter and them go down there. Hallelujah. After his resurrection, they take out of the upper room. And they go right down through the gate called Scream. And they see the man that been sick for a long time. Lame from a long time. His battery was weak. Hallelujah. He was wanting to be on welfare. Disability. Whatever he needed. He was looking for a paycheck. Hallelujah. So Peter and them come down there. They said, we're gonna take you out of the unemployment line. Hallelujah. We're gonna energize your body so you can go out and fill out an application and get you a job. So they walked out there, and the man looking, what did they tell him? Look on us. Why not? What were they doing? They had to hook him up. Hallelujah, look on us. Hallelujah, look on us. Silver and gold we have none. But such as we have, we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It released enough energy. That Bible said he went in high. Right into the temple. Oh, hallelujah. People, we need to get back to the Word of God. I'm tired of living a beat down life. Hallelujah, it's the time for us to get stimulated by energy. You know, when energy level run low, people get attitude. Yeah, people do. Sometimes me and my wife be... Yeah, but she might be looking at me. But anyway, you know, sometimes me and her get in the car, and me and her be done passed all these cars. I be thinking to myself, man, this is good. She ain't said nothing in 2 hours. To get a woman not talking 2 hours, you done had a miracle. And I'm sitting there thinking, she ain't gonna say nothing, I ain't got but 2 more hours, I'll be there. And all of a sudden she'll say, I hope you ain't thinking driving all the way, but that gives me some breakfast. I said, we ain't got 2 hours. I'm not gonna wait no 2 more hours to eat. Then we have to stop and everybody gonna pass me again. Because when people get hungry and their body get craving for energy, they get crazy. No, you're gonna pull over, buddy. I wanna eat me something right now. Come on. You know, man, we have a problem with that. We have to stop. Oh, goodness. I could have drove at least. We could have been there in 2 more hours if you could have held on. No doubt, a woman ain't gonna hold on when she get home. She's stopping to eat. How we try to buy enough snacks so you can keep giving it to them. And brother Daniel, you need to try that on your next trip. I used to tell my kids, I said, once we make a stop, everybody jump out, do what you gotta do, jump back in, we're gonna keep rolling. But the point of it is, everybody want energy. Yeah. Hallelujah, we want energy. We wanna feel good. We wanna feel healthy. Right. You know, when people ain't got energy, they don't wanna cut the grass. They don't feel like doing nothing. You get up, your energy drained down, and you just feel like, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. Yeah. Not to have energy. Yeah. When the man real weak and he ain't got energy, and everything, you know, even when you're sick, the thing you want more, they'll be saying, we can get him to eat so he can build energy. Right. which is build strength, energy. In a way, they're always trying to get you to get energy because your body cannot fight until you get energy. So now, what it is today, we got to come to take that and put it over in the spiritual. And the reason the body, the prophet God said, this is the sickest body I know of. Why? Because she's running down on her energy. She don't never hook herself up. Hallelujah. We got to find a time to get with God. And we ought to find a time to read and pray. The devil don't rob the people from that. People that got relaxed and the energy getting weaker and weaker. And you can tell by the way they're going back to the world. And they're cussing going back to the world. And they thinking, oh, brother, daddy, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? You don't never hook yourself up. You got the word of God for this hour. All you need to do is take the cables. And get and pull some energy. Oh, sometimes you listen to a tape. I was listening to a tape one night. I had a toothache, real bad toothache, and I just had it on. And this is my subconscious. And all of a sudden, Brother Brandon preaching, he started talking about a toothache. I'm half asleep, half woke. And all of a sudden, when he said something that God heal you, whatever, right then there's something on the inside of me. So I accept that. And left right there. What is it? You was hooked up to something. You were hooked up to the source of energy. That said the Lord is the voice of God. Hook yourself up.
Amen.
See, people, we done heard this so much. We feel like we put all the energy. Well, Brother Brandon did this. A. Allen did this. Uh-huh. Jack Cole did this and that. What about you? Where is your ministry? Where energy people pull from you? I mean, what a harder thing it is for a pastor or a preacher, especially a pastor. People pull energy from him all the time. I mean, people don't realize the man is constantly had to give out energy. Somebody got some of the stupidest questions to pull energy. Brother, do you think I need to buy this car? It's a $500 payment, but I don't make the $6,000 a year. Well, that's just common sense.
Come on.
That ain't nothing to ask your pastor about. That's something to get you a calculator and figure out. I mean, you've been here. And what he do? He got to begin to give out energy to try to feed and help and strengthen that person. Or they come in, brother, do you think I need to pay tithe? Well, I'll say that's up to you. If you want to live in poverty all your life, don't pay tithes. I said, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, though. But I tell you what, if you want to live in poverty, you don't pay your tithes and offering, hallelujah, you will stay in poverty the rest of your life. But if you do what God said, the windows of heaven is obligated to energize you. I've been living in people that have been in a hole all their life. Oh, brother, I don't know what my problem is. The problem is I'm losing your wallet. Pay your tithes and offering, God will bless you. I'm going to invest. I wasn't taking my chance. I'm taking my chance on the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I know I can't go bankrupt that way. I know Wall Street ain't got nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. Wall Street can't stop what gold and God paid. Hallelujah. You won't never get a non-sufficient fund in the God of the kingdom of God. You put it in. God is doing what he said.
Amen.
But we need energy. We need energy to make it in this hour. Because the Paul say you did run well. When a man running well, and all of a sudden he starts slacking back, he's losing energy. What energy? You know, in other words, you didn't stay in practice. You didn't stay prayed up. Hallelujah, you did run well, but all of a sudden, something holding you back. Yes, your energy. Your spiritual energy has been drained out. Everyday life is a drain. So we got to constantly stay in touch with God. We got to constantly stay in touch with a charge that we can keep ourselves charged up, that we can keep ourselves built up in the faith of Almighty God. Because we fighting against every devil in hell and the body on earth. And our job is the last job on earth is for the bride to put the devil on her foot. Now that we realize here, we got to believe these things. 2 weeks ago, we was at a church preaching up in Arkansas. And it was at a little church preaching up there. And it was a young lady and a young man there. And I come up to this young lady, you know, you just talk, we in general talking. And they've been married for several years. And I said to the young lady, I said, how many children y'all got? I shouldn't have said that. Because you know when you said she dropped her head. I said, man, I knew it was a problem. I said, man. I said, they ain't got no children. And then her husband, he said, Brother Joe, he said, we tried everything we could. We done tried everything to have a child. He said, it just ain't happened for us. I said, oh, praise God. So I didn't really think about that. I said, well, let me pray for your wife then. He said, all right. He said, pray for her. We got to release this energy. I said, Lord, only thing I ask God, I said, Lord, if this lady got an egg in her, that something is wrong with it, strengthen it, Lord. Let her be able to produce an egg that she can have a baby. I said, if this brother's body right here, got something in his cell or in his seed that's weak, Lord, strengthen it right now so they can have a baby. I left. I looked at the lady. I said, the next time I see you, you'll have a boy. 3 months. About a month later, I got a call. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, I heard something in the background. Hallelujah. She had a stomach pain. She thought, I better go to the doctor and see what this is. Maybe the doctor can fix it. He can fix it in about 9 months. She's pregnant with a child. People, we got a God put this energy in her. We need to speak that word. Hallelujah. We need to take God at his word. Hallelujah. God wanted to release this thing. He said, I give you virtue. That virtue is a part of it, people. And we got to be able to give strength to somebody. Hallelujah. When somebody weak and down and out, we got to be able to pick up a phone. I said, brother, I'm just thinking about you today. Hallelujah. And I want to make sure you're doing all right. Hallelujah. You don't realize how much that means to somebody. All of a sudden, that person has got an energy serve. They say, hallelujah. I thought everybody was against me. Now I realize everybody loved me. Say this tonight. People, we need to get the same. We need to get stimulated with energy. Remember that story they told that time? That little mice that was running from the cat. Well, the little mice knew he didn't have the energy to beat the cat.
That's right.
I said, you know, it ain't no match. And all of a sudden, this little mice, he's running for his life. The cat is running out of him. And he knew in his own strength, I do not have enough energy to fight this cat. But when he got on the end of the table, there was a bucket of wine. And that little mice said, here I am, I'm going to make the dive. And he dived in that bucket of wine. I don't know what happened to that little mice. All of a sudden, he climbed back out of that wine. He got on that table. He looked around. Where that cat ain't now? What did he do? He got energized. He got energized, people. Ain't that what we need? We need energy. Too many times we walk around. Wowsy, wowsy. What's going on with you? Man, the devil been telling me I'm not going to make the rapture. The devil been telling me I'm no good. Hallelujah. Brother Brandon said, what's your problem, sister? He said, you looking at yourself. Hallelujah. You looking at yourself. Hallelujah. As long as you're looking at yourself, you ain't going to see that energy. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing in the human body. There's nothing in the human makeup that can fight against the prison power. But once you look to the word of God, you are more than a conqueror. The devil knows that. So I got to keep you away from that. Because when you look at God's word, it pulls energy. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get up and raise up in the name of the Lord and take our position back. I say, man, we ought to be a church on fire. We need to be on fire with God. Hallelujah. People say, Bridget, why are you always so happy? I said, because I ain't got nothing to be sad about. I ain't got nothing to be sad about. Hallelujah. You know, in other words, it takes more muscles to frown than do smile. Hallelujah. I told her, they used to sing a song I used to hear, smile a while and give your face a rest. Raise your hand to the one you love the best. I said, some people need to get a vacation. It's been so long since they smiled. We need to get happy in the Lord. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my what? And energy come from joy. Hallelujah. Energy come from joy. Hallelujah. You find somebody happy. Hallelujah. When I find somebody that's happy, you want to be around that person. You want to be around people that are happy. You know, hey, I don't hate to be around them slap rocks. One time I got in an airplane with a guy. He was going through depression. He said, let's go flying. So we went and paid $100 to fly into the plane. And the guy took us up for maybe about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. So we get up in the plane. He looks at me. He said, "I feel like we're going to crash." I said, "You feel like what?" He said, I feel like I'm at the end of life. I said, "That's you talking. I don't feel like I'm going to crash. If I knew you were feeling that way, I wouldn't have got in an airplane with you, buddy. Don't give me an airplane and start talking about crashing. You feel like your time is up, go on and shoot yourself. Don't get in the plane with me." But we need energy. We need to be happy, people. We need to ask God, help us to increase our strength, increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to pull, and people pulling from us. People pulling for you, church. When they see you excited about God, even the sinner person get happy. Sometimes I go in a place, you go into a place here, in other words, and everybody beat down. You know, maybe you go, especially you're flying, you're moving to the airport, and you get one of the people that got the baddest attitude. But the best way to do it, that you go, "Good morning, how you doing?" She'll look at you, "Wow, that's what I'm afraid." What is it? Because that you're releasing something. You're releasing the energy to pull out of that gloom. How do people, when you go there and you start talking, next thing you know, you got a free ticket in the first class. I mean, me and my wife, we moved back to South Carolina. We had to take a driving test over. Had to take the driving test, the written tests. In other words, so my wife, you know, she drove a bus for 15 years of school bus. So she was up on her test. She didn't even have to study. But what she do with me, she sat down and study with me until I can remember it. And then when I take the test, I done heard it and heard it. Then I got a visual because I learned visual. So that's how she always helped me to do. She'll study, then I'll give her the questions, she'll study. Then when I go take the test, I remember it and pass it. But this time I didn't do it. She said, "I'm going to get my driving test." I said, "Me too." She said, "You ain't studied." I said, "Don't worry about it, I'm going to get it." And she was walking down and she thinking, "My dumb husband." So I get my test. I knew I was going to get it right because I checked everything. I checked all of the answers. You got all the answers, you know you got them right. You can't lose that way. So you can't say, "Well, you didn't have this right. You got them all checked." So I got to check it out. I wasn't quite that bad. But I did. I just checked what I thought looked good. I said, "Well, that looked like it ought to be that way." But we've all left it when they got my license. I said, "Lord, as I'm an evangelist and I need my license, I need a supernatural miracle." I didn't tell my wife I prayed that. So we go, we take the test, and all of a sudden, she get up, she make a 97. I jumps up with my test. She thinking first of all, she been nervous because I got finished too quick. She thinking, "This ain't gonna work." I walks up to my test, I was smiling. "How you doing, miss?" She looked at me, and I gave her that. I was smiling so much, and I looked so happy. She bragged it up and throwed it in the garbage can and gave me my license. My wife said, "I don't believe that." She said, "I don't believe that." Because people looking for energy now. They looking for somebody that's happy about the Lord. People, we ought to say, "Lord, let me shake myself. Let me shake myself." Hallelujah, we got a brother laying up there right now in the hospital. Hallelujah, we believe in God for a miracle. Hallelujah, we need to erase everything now, and we believe in God for a miracle tonight. Hallelujah, we ain't done the word. There's enough power in here to light this whole city up. Brethren, there's enough power in a bride to create a world. How will I get it? You gotta quit looking at yourself. You can't be just, in a way, you gotta think like God thinks. Hallelujah. If in a way, you say, "Well, I can't figure it out." If you can figure something out, you don't need faith. We need a miracle. And we serve a God that's on time God. And I believe it, I know He's real. Hallelujah. So we ain't got no right. I believe right before the end of the service, we want to go one more time and pray for that brother. I want to pray again. Because I'm going to hear a miracle. I'm going to hear a good report. Hallelujah. When the squad is on that mountain, we got a right. We got enough energy to drive that devil off. What did Caleb tell Joshua? They done fighting and Caleb turned around and looked at Joshua. He said, wait a minute, Joshua. We've been fighting a long time. See that mountain over there? That's my mountain. I want to let you know, Joshua, I'm just as strong as I was the day I started. I feel just as good as I did the day I first started. Why? Because revelation did not get weaker. Revelation gets stronger. You ought to be more happier today about the Lord than you were 10 years ago. You ought to be on fire for God. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear tonight asking God to give us the energy we need. To look past the human way. And look into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Look past what we think and look at what God said. Hallelujah. When he told us to say to this mountain, he told us to do it. He didn't know that was not taken up and not down in your heart. He said you can have whatsoever you say if you can believe it. Somebody say, well, if it don't work, then it don't work. You need to find out what's in your life to stop it. In other words, if it don't work, there's got to be something in your life that stopped it, or else the devil just trying to wall you away from a promise. But if it don't, because God gave a promise. And if God gave a promise, he got to stand behind his word, or he is not God. So we have a right to ask God that. You know, we think things sometimes. We have to just take faith and walk out with this energy God gave us in his word. But man didn't make this thing complicated. He made it so we can understand it. A lot of you guys might preach big theories and all that. I'm not against that because I believe in revelation. Well, I'm a man. I believe in preaching. I hear somebody, but man, I just try to stay away from that. Well, you ain't preaching Christ. Because you cannot preach this message without preaching revelation. But sometimes we got to go back down on the level and say, and shake ourselves. Have we had the energy to hold out for this race? Yeah, hallelujah. In other words, the Bible says, in other words, it's he that endured to the end. Hallelujah. The one that holds the charge up. Amen. Don't let your energy run down. Hallelujah. You say, brother, what's my problem? Do you read your Bible in prayer every day? Hallelujah. Do you come to church and hear the word of God over and over? If you don't, your battery cannot hold a charge that way. Jesus told them, Pharisees, you bunch of dead man bones. In a word, the cells was no good. When you got a battery, bone, care how hefty the battery look. I done carried some batteries out. I thought just perfect batteries. Carried them down the auto zone, throwed them up there. I said, I know it ain't nothing wrong with it. And the guy put that little tube, what they got on, he come out, he said, I said, what's wrong with it? He said, dead cell.
Dead cell.
What that mean? That mean you can pull out $100 and get a nothing. We come for the resurrection. I don't want to hear the word. Why did I make the rapture? A dead cell. A dead cell. But I know your cell might get weak. But if you got a live cell in you, and that live cell, that battery might drain down. But as soon as you put that fire to it, it'll charge itself back up. And I hope tonight that somebody charge up. And the musicians come tonight. Hallelujah. Musicians come tonight. I don't want to believe. Lord, give me energy. I need energy. Supernatural energy. You know, sometimes sometimes we see some, you ever look at it, sometimes I see some elderly people coming to church and you be thinking, man, I was them, I wouldn't even come. You just see them in the body that's so wore out. Here they come in church. Because these hefty young people, they can get there and they won't go. You know? That old man, he finally creeps on in the church, sat back there. Hallelujah. Why is he doing that? Because he want to come and get under the jive. He want to show the devil whose side he on. Hallelujah. He could have stayed at home and all of a sudden, you look at that old man, what did he do? He proved it to you. I don't care how old you get. I don't care how stiff you get. As long as I got, if I had to crawl in. I'm going to be energized by the word of God. Hallelujah. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I want to have enough energy. Amen. I want enough energy to pull this body back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, let me tell you. We are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. You say, when the last time you've been charged? Your battery went down. Depression taking over. You got a problem. Depression is what kills a battery. As long as a man is in depression, he got his mind on his worry. He got his mind on himself. He ain't got his mind on God. Depression, what do you use to worry about something you can't change? Hallelujah. Why worry about something you can't change? But you got a man. I know a man that can change the circumstance. Hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground. And he said, there are angels. There are angels encamped. They already here. They're going to see to it. He said, well, Brother Jewel, look what happened. Brother, look what happened to Brother Bill. You know what you do? Do you realize why Brother Bill ain't dead tonight? God had angels. They moved in that realm. Say, no devil, not yet. Hold your peace. Hallelujah. God is here to speak now. You said, Brother Jewel, what's that little feeling when you're there in the morning? You wake up, you get to pray. And all of a sudden, you feel that presence come in the room. Them angels standing there. Hallelujah, waiting on you to let go. So God can take over. Let us praise God and let his angels take control tonight. Now you know if you've been backsliding. You know if you done been doing so many things in the world that you done got away from God. And you know in your life that you're not where you ought to be. And you got a lot of problems you're dealing with. What's wrong? Your battery done run down. You need a charge. Hallelujah, you need a charge. You say, how will I do it? Hallelujah, the Bible says some of them battery run down. And they lay hands on the sick. And they receive a charge. Hallelujah. You're standing on. Who was up here singing a few minutes? So, Danny, I guess singing this song. I ain't no good singer. Praise God. We are standing on holy ground. We stand. We are standing. We are standing. Hallelujah. They all around us. Energy.
Now we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground, and I know there are angels all around, so let us pray. Now, oh, we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Yes, we are standing on holy ground. They're all around. Let us praise our Jesus now. For we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Yes, we are standing on holy ground.
ground. And I know there are angels there all around. Let us pray, Jesus, now. Standing in His presence on holy ground. Yes, we are standing on holy ground. And I know there are angels. They're all around. Let us pray, Jesus, now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Yes, we are standing on holy ground, and I know there are angels all around. Let us pray. Standing in His presence. Oh, we are standing on holy ground.
All the elderly people coming up, they know they need their body energized. Hallelujah, body God.
Our angels, they're all around. Let us pray, Jesus, now.
Hallelujah.
We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
See, this is the Holy Ghost. This lady come up, she said, I like to stand in for Brother Bill White to give her strength. God is going to use her to release strength. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this sister, stand now. Let her ask you for energy, Lord. Supernatural energy, Lord. To go through the trial, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We ask you, Jesus.
We're going to keep pressing on to the higher calling of our Lord. We're going to keep pressing on. Yes, we're pressing on. We're going to keep pressing on to the higher calling of our Lord.
God bless you. We want to do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Son of David. He knows my name. That's what I'm trying to think of. He knows my name. You know that. Praise God. Brother George, no, you know it, Brother George. Somebody saying that for me. I want Brother Young's brother to come up. I forgot his name. Yeah, you. We're going to pray for Brother Bill again. We're looking for a miracle tonight. Yes, hallelujah. We want to see the devil leave. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to just have a few brothers that got faith and believe that God can do a miracle to come up and pray with me.
I heard an old, old story.
Lord, right now, Lord.
Savior came.
Let it be.
How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Hallelujah. May God bless you, church. Expect a miracle. Hallelujah! Expect a miracle. Hey, can I sleep? I know that my God is able. Hallelujah! I don't care what I need here. I know that my God is able. Hallelujah! We got enough power here to light up a city tonight. God bless you tonight. Turn about to Brother Honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know my mind blank on songs tonight. Same one more slowing. I'm turning back to the pastor. Good to see Brother Newton Bennett. God bless you, church. We love you. I'm a person, I believe that we ought to be the happiest peoples in the world. You ain't happy tonight. You need to get in the prayer line. Something wrong with your reveling. God had called you not to have stimulation. Hallelujah. When I got drunk, I stayed happy. When I got saved, I was still happy. I didn't quit drinking. I didn't change bottles.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So appreciate the word tonight, don't we? You ever just get real low you just need a charge. Brother Bam said your glorified body is standing right here in the tabernacle today. Let me send a charge through you like a battery. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sure that many of you have been praying for Brother Bill, and I don't know really how much that you know, but I talked to Brother Jason today, and they did an MRI, and they found that Brother Bill had a stroke, and he's got a blood clot in a vein, not an artery, but a vein in his brain, which is not allowing the blood to flow and the oxygen and all of that in his brain. And it's a very dangerous situation. The doctors can't operate because of where it is. But they said it would take a miracle. But we know our God specializes in miracles. And, because of where it's at and what's happened there, he cannot swallow and he cannot set up. If he tries to set up, he just basically falls over and is still real weak from his waist down. So they're considering putting a feeding tube in him to be able to feed, because they said they could strangle to death basically if they tried to give him something to drink or eat. So we want to just continue to pray for him and believe God will perform a miracle for him, for Sister Shirley, for the family, and also for the church. You imagine if we just turn the scenario around, if it was me laying over in the medical center tonight, how would you feel as a church? Your shepherd laying over there and the doctor's not giving you a whole lot of hope. So we want to just pray for the church, for the family, for the Bill, that God will just strengthen them and help them through this time. Amen. We believe our God is mindful of us. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that? You remember basically this is what was wrong with Jessica whenever she had the stroke and what had left a word that she couldn't swallow and all that. So we've seen God do it before. Last time I checked, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed, hasn't lost any of His power. His energy is the same as it was. Amen. So we just keep Him in prayer. Actually, Brother Jewel and Brother Wilson Henry went to see Him today, but they wouldn't let Him in because they say He cannot have any excitement at all. I went to see Him day before yesterday, but that was before they determined the seriousness of it. So I was able to go there and be with Him for quite a while. But since they found out how serious it is and what's going on, they've cut back, almost totally stopped the visits, wouldn't let Brother Jack in today, his own brother. So it's a very, very serious thing. They don't want him to be excited because the blood clot can move. We want it to move all right. We want it to move where God will just completely take care of it. So we want to just continue to pray for him, not just tonight. Now, don't forget about it tonight, but, you know, we think about it. You wake up during the night, you get up tomorrow, whenever. We want to just keep him on our heart before the Lord. Well, ask Brother Newton Ben if he'll come and dismiss us tonight in prayer. Glad to have him with us tonight. He's visiting with us from out in Arizona. Amen. Certainly enjoyed Brother Joel being here with us then. God knows the kind of man to be able to use. Can you imagine a deadhead preacher preaching on Energizer batteries? Somehow it just wouldn't go over right, would it? So we certainly appreciate him, Brother Newton.
We just bow our heads in prayer tonight. Father, we're so thankful again for your grace and mercy to us. The time to assemble together and those with like precious faith and under the auspice of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, Father, for we know that it's the life in that blood that's come upon the believer today, that we can stand and claim the promises that's been preached tonight, and that we can believe through your word, Father, that we have truly been energized by your spirit, and it's only by your word and by your life, God, that we are able to stand as children of God, Lord, as obedient children of God by the grace of God, and Lord, that we believe for the brothers, Lord, tonight, and for Brother Bill, God, and for his wife and family. And God, for believing, God, for every healing and need, God, that's represented. We just commit ourselves to you and thank you so much for using Brother Jewel, Lord, to minister through him the words you'd have us to hear. And God, for this time to be here tonight, we just give you praise and glory for it, Lord, and pray you go with us, Lord, and be with us, keep us, Father, in our protective care as we know that as we leave this building, we won't leave from you, God. So we just commit ourselves to you in a full and mighty way, God, that, Lord, you'd have your way, God. And we just commit ourselves in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of God. See you this weekend. We're kind of expecting the Lord to speak to us once again. Amen. So appreciate His grace and mercy to us. Don't we, Brother Louis, sing it together as we go? Victory in Jesus. Go in the fear.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever He sought me and He bought me with His